Radio Barroso.
My guest is Fanny Hadinia, scientist from Greece. You are
Greece, yeah.
From Greece, yes. And your main subject is Apis mellifera.
Yes.
Honeybees.
Yes, my main subject is honeybees. I tend to do research on preservation of the local populations of honeybees, organic treatment for varroa, and also the effects of environmental pollutants to the bees in order to help beekeepers. So I'm doing applied research.
How long you are staying in Poland, and what's your reflections about conference in Puławy?
Well, this is really, I'm happy to say that, because every time I come to Poland, I'm very happy to meet old friends and colleagues. You have great scientists. I said that again and again and again in the past and now. Yeah, this is true. I'm happy to collaborate. I have several collaborators in different places, in Puławy mainly, but also in Olsztyn and in Krakow. I've been also to Bydgoszcz before. Through the municipality, we had another collaboration. I really like Poland, not only because of the scientific work, but because, you know, people and municipalities, it seems, you give big, you are doing great effort, and you give a lot of importance for green environment and quality of life for people, but also for bees, honeybees and wild bees.
And you said that, if I understand correctly, that pesticides could be dangerous from bees, but not only from the farmers, but from the beekeepers as acaricides too.
Yes. Well, beekeepers also use acaricides, which is chemicals inside the colonies. Even if these acaricides are made to protect the honeybees killing the acaries, varroa mainly, because in Europe, in fact, it's only varroa that we have authorized treatments for chemicals. Still, they are chemicals. And first, we have resistance to varroa, these chemicals, for many, many years now. And second, they still stay as residues in our products and wax. So we have it in our environment. And if we are not careful, we can also have adverse effects of these veterinary medicines. That is why we promote the organic beekeeping. That's why we try to convince people to use less chemicals inside the colonies.
Yes. So you could, could we say some examples about better or worst acaricides?
Yeah, sure. Well, for the chemical ones, what has been used a lot is fluvalinat as a substance. It is ametrized.
In Poland, it's illegal now.
It's illegal now. This is good because fluvalinat has the highest resistance in varroa. But it's also Kumafos that I thought that it's not used in Poland as well, but ametrized as well. And ametrized is one of the products that breaks down quite quickly compared to others, but still we can find the metabolites, and the metabolites can be toxic to the bees. And of course, ametrazine is not a good substance or the metabolites to find in the products. And nowadays we also have resistance. So all these, flumethrin, for example, that it was used before, are what we call the chemical ones. If we go to alternatives like oxalic acid, like formic acid, their combination, that would be much more environment-friendly and bee-friendly. Still, my personal opinion is that we should avoid thymol. It's regarded as an organic substance. It's not so good for the bees. Mm-hmm.
Do you hear about treatment-free movement in beekeeping? What do you think about it?
Yes, I do. And in last Apimondia in Istanbul, I had a talk about completely treatment-free beekeeping. It's difficult. It's very difficult. You have to be very devoted. It's very difficult mainly for the commercial beekeepers. But it can be done. And at least
but it can be done in like a hobby beekeeping.
Yes. In the small scale beekeepers or the hobby beekeepers, it can be practiced for sure. This is not a problem. This big scale beekeepers will need to do something, because otherwise they use a lot of their livestock and it's not good commercially. But still, they can use the alternatives, right?
Okay.
Or they can have a combination of both.
Okay. Thanks for discussion.
Thank you.
Have a nice day.
You too.
Hassan.